Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. I am Ali Rodriguez, proud owner of Vision for Success. I'm a business coach and passionista expert. I'm also the creator of Passion to the Fifth Power, and I am co-authoring a book with Jack Canfield called Mastering the Art of Success. I am super excited, super happy that we're having this call today because there's so much happening in the world anymore that is not even funny, and sometimes we lose our sense of direction. And there is a profound reason why I wanted to call today's class Gotta Have Heart. Given all of the global situations, including our own here in the United States, it's time that we take a breather, we stop, and we think about what do we really want to do? What are the decisions that we need to make? Why do we want to make it, and how are we going to do it? Who are we going to need to help us? And so therefore, I want to address five specific topics that I'm going to cover today. And the way we're going to do this, let me just give you a little bit of house cleaning here. Again, bear in mind that I'm dealing with a new system, but JMI is here to save my soul. For every topic, I'm going to open up the lines, and I'm going to ask you if you have any questions. I think we are, Jema, are the lines open for everybody right now? Okay. All right,
there
Jema?
You go. Now everybody's unmuted.
So now everybody's unmuted. Okay. But everybody could still hear me. Jema, I'm going to need to unmute you or mute you, right?
I have mute on my phone, so I keep muting myself here at the house.
Okay. All right. Fabulous. The way we're going to be doing this is we're going to cover one topic, and then I want you guys to ask the questions and don't be shy. We're all here to learn. We're going to learn from each other. We're going to learn together, but we're going to discuss things that are important to us. And because these are five different topics and five different tips that I'll be giving throughout the call, some of them may really hit home with you. Some others will say, well, maybe later. And that's perfectly fine. But I know that some of them will really hit home with you. And so after each subject, the thing to do is to press *6 on your touchtone pad, and that will put you on the computer's queue. I will not know your first name nor last name, but when it you will all be coming in order in which you want to be addressed. So it's very democratic. And I will just call out the area code or the last four digits of the number that you're calling from, and that way you'll know who you are. I won't, but you will. So without further ado, let's just go ahead with Gotta Have Heart. And by that I mean you have to have not the heart that beats and pumps the blood, but you have to have a tremendous amount of courage to figure out what it is that you want to be doing today and how you're going to be doing it and why you're going to be doing it. So let's talk about that a little bit. In
Allie?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Do you want to put it into the Q&A mode first?
Do you want to go ahead and do that? If that's what it takes. Oh, I can do it from here. I can see what you're saying. Sorry, folks. I told you this is, I need to turn it to on, right?
Yes. And then everybody.
Okay. So when you need to ask a question, just do *6 and you're going to come into the queue that Gemma was just trying to point out to me that I did not have it on. See, because my back is to the computer. My focus is on talking to you, and I don't want distractions. So I appreciate you pointing that out to me, Jema. So that's what you will do. Just do *6, and you will come into the queue, and we'll have all of your questions addressed, time permitting. Also, if we run, because I want to be respectful of our time, we said 1 hour, 1 hour. But if you all have more questions that need to be addressed after the hour, I will take us off record when the call is finished, and I will stay another 10, 15 minutes to answer any of your questions, if that's what you want to do. So You cannot be faint at heart any longer. I want you all to focus on part of creating a strong heart and an open heart has to be with the knowledge that it's time for you to make changes. And it's easier said than done. I know that. However, changes, sometimes they come by default. So we, you know, throughout this call, I want you to be mindful that a lot of the things you're going to hear is about mindset as well. So I want you to be of the mindset of having the knowledge that for, to have a strong heart and an open heart, you have to be open to changes. A lot of them are going to happen by default anyway, as I was saying, but what I really want you all to think about is creating those changes by design. Rather than letting them happen, create them. You, me, everybody, we're the creators of our own lives if we're given the time and the tools and the education to understand how do we do that. And that's what I want you to think about. It's better to create the changes by design than just letting life happen by default. You're in charge, and you're making things happen, and you're creating things to happen for you. And how do you do that? How do you design it? You have to make the time to sit down and start writing out what your goals. There are two types of goals or objectives that I want you to think about, that they need to be written down. I don't care if you put them in the back of a napkin. And that is, have a very clear insight what it is that you want your life's goals to be way before you know what your career or business goals you want to have. Always create your business around the lifestyle that you want to have, because that's bottom line. Money is money, and it really and it's supposed to be providing you and supporting you with whatever lifestyle that you choose. So before you go into making a business plan, make sure you have a life plan. That you write down your goals, as a matter of fact, I usually encourage people to keep it simple. Don't create a, you know, 10-page or 20-page or 30-page. Just keep it simple. Keep your life's goals to health. You have to be healthy, right? You want to have a sense of joy. So maybe you want to include either your religion or your spiritual beliefs into it. You want to include the happiness of your children, if any, your pets, the way that you want to live, your environment, how you want to serve your community. Because I know that a lot of the people that come to my calls, they usually have a very good sense of community and how they want to contribute in meaningful ways. That's all part of your life goals. Part also of your life goals is going to be, let's say that you want to travel at a given time and another. Hey, why not? Let's say that you want to own certain things, luxuries as they may be. Yes, add them to that plan, because that's going to make you think, okay, so what do I need to do to get this? And it will give you a very clear understanding eventually, and I will go into that when I get into the financial aspect of things. It will give you a very good understanding that, okay, so this is really what I want. And by the way, you deserve it. I hate to sound like the L'Oreal commercial, but you're worth it. However, not knowing what those things are or being shy about it or thinking, oh, maybe I'm asking for too much, never. It's your life. You're unique. You deserve anything and everything that your heart desires. This is why the heart thing is so important in this goal, because you got to have heart. So hope that this makes sense. And the second part, as soon as you get done doing your goal setting for your life, and that's a fun thing to do. You will get very excited about all the different possibilities of things you haven't even thought of. And you're going to be like a master of ideas. There are going to be so many of them popping into your head. It's going to be a lot of fun. And no sooner you're done with that, and I want you to do this almost like, don't take a break, because you're going to be so inspired by the things you want to do with your life that then that's the good time to create either a career, if that's what you're choosing, to go to work for, you know, another company, or if you want to open up your own business, or if you already have a business, maybe you want to exit that type of business and do something else. Or maybe it's time for you to change the path that your business is going. I mean, it's a multitude of things. That's the time to sit down and create your business plan. Keep it simple. Do overviews for your business plan. For example, a financial overview. You can have a goal overview as to the different things you want to achieve. And you want to have a marketing overview and obviously an operating expense overview, meaning you may want to have a staff. You may have to have a staff. Especially people who are solopreneurs. I have Jema, for example, who is my right-hand person in a team of many other talented people that work with her and for her. And I said this at the beginning, I mean, she's such a tremendous help that I know I can count on her whenever I need her. And it's important that we surround ourselves with the people that are going to be meaningful and significant in our lives. So the message in here is you will need people. You will need not only the right people, you're going to need the best people, and those are the ones that I want you to look for. And this is part of creating that open heart and creating that strong heart, because it's going to be all about the knowledge that the time has come for you to make changes. All right, this would be a good time for questions. If you have any questions, this would be a good time for you to send them to me or just let me know that you have questions. Jema, can we unmute the lines? Jema? All right. Anybody has any questions?
Yeah, everybody's unmuted now, so.
Okay. Any questions for me at this point? Don't be shy. I know that some of you may say, well, I may have something to say or something to ask, and it may not sound so smart, or it may not be this, or it may not be that. This is the time to ask. There isn't such a thing as the wrong question. Every question, you're all professionals. I know that you are. Any question that you have, ask it, because it you would actually, by asking it, you would probably be doing other people a favor. And remember, this call is being recorded. There will be other people that will be listening to it, those that couldn't attend live today, that they're going to say, oh, my goodness, I wouldn't have thought of asking that question. And it happens so often. So if you have any questions at all that has to do about creating change, embracing change, and creating your goals and objectives for both your life and your career and business, and even having a change of path for your business, go right ahead. What do you all think? Give me your feedback. Okay, going once, going twice. All right, go on. All right. Before I go on, Jema, is it worth it to go back into the Q&A?
I think if you want to leave it open for everybody, and then if we notice some background noise, then we can mute everybody. Otherwise, we could just leave it open, and somebody could jump in if they have a question.
Okay, that makes sense. I know Kelly was my first caller. Kelly, can you give me a bit of feedback just so I can hear your voice, make sure that you're coming in?
Yeah, I just gotten out of driving and into my house. I was actually pulling out my old notes from when I was trying to think about my goals, and a lot has changed over the last few years.
Okay.
I guess I still have a lot of planning to do personally as far as my life goals and my business goals, but I am in the process of changing and growing my business, and it's been working. I just have to fine-tune it more.
Awesome.
So I don't know that I have specific questions as of yet, but I know I'm looking more for ideas to focus my attention to get me thinking and re-energized into what I need to be doing.
There's usually a lot of work to do, and creating time is another issue which I'm about to get into it as well. You know, when you're creating goals and objectives, it's so important that you're also very much aware of your financial review, what the operational review is going to be, and also your marketing, because marketing takes time, though nowadays it doesn't take as much money as it used to. You know, thank goodness for the internet and the social media platforms that have been popping up all over the, you know, all over the place. But it's just so nice now to be able to do a lot of marketing without having to pay what we used to pay in advertising. I heard somebody the other day say the importance of increasing our social media shares. In other words, that we have a market value too as business owners or professionals in the business world. So I find that to be pretty cool. All right, let me move on then to time to transition. I find that transition really could be a very good thing. Some people find it very scary, and you know, rightfully so. It could be very scary. However, it is a very good thing because it gives you, again, an opportunity to leave behind some things that no longer serve you. I know that some people go into transition due to life-changing events, whether there is the death of a spouse or a significant other, or, again, whether it's a career change because they either lost their jobs or, I mean, they're being forced to make, again, changes. Transitions is always, it's also about changes, and this now is becoming the common denominator during this goal. It's about changes. And it can be, you know, it can feel like such a lonely world out there, like if you're going through all of this by yourself. And the beauty of it all is that you don't have to. You don't have to do this all by yourself. There are people out there that are more than happy to help you, and there are many professionals out there. They know their business very well. They can guide you, and me included. We can guide you. We can just not hold you by the hand, but certainly make you aware of what are your strengths right now. I'm not big on looking at weaknesses because most people are perfectionists or try to be, and when they see a weakness, it's like big freaking out time. And then they tend to overlook how strong they are in so many other areas, and that's what I like to focus on is what are the strengths. And I tell you, when you're in transition, you're almost in a very discomfort zone. And yet it's a hell of an opportunity to start looking at things and saying, well, you know what, I was in such a comfy zone before, and I was not growing, I was not learning, I was not expanding. I was, you know, I was on a path that, it was okay. However, it wasn't fabulous. It wasn't out of the ordinary. It wasn't awesome. And here's your chance, an opportunity, actually it's a golden opportunity, to perhaps start creating something that you really want. And this transition time is so connected to that life goals that you said before, that you wrote down before, that you were looking at, okay, not even in 10 years. Let's say about next week, I want to be with my children, or I want to be in Brazil for Carnival, or whatever that happens to be. Then you can start looking, you know, 10, 20 years down the road, depending on your age, whether you want to start looking at your tomorrow, whether you want to start looking, you know, many years down the road, and then start working backwards so that you can come back to your today and say, okay, this is what I need to do in order for me to get to certain steps throughout my life as I continue to grow. And this is what's so cool about transition. It could be very uncomfortable. Sometimes it could be right down painful because it was not a designed change. If it happened to be one of those life-changing events that happened, certainly wasn't by choice. This is why I said it's so cool if you can do some of the things by design and get it designed rather than. But you know what? Life happens. And when you're in transition, there's no better time than for you to start asking. These are the golden questions during transition, folks. Pay attention. The what, the where, the who, and the when. When you're in transition, you really are forced to think in the way of what you want for your career or a new business or existing business that you have. what is it that you want to do? It's the time to get clarity, because when you're in transition, again, we go back to that kind of, uncomfortable little zone that we don't like it all so much. But the more you get clear about things, the quicker you get into doing these things that at the beginning they looked monumental. They were like such tremendous, huge mountains that, you know, what is this? People want me to go all the way out there to that peak? Oh, no, I cannot do that. And the thing is that, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And this is the time to say, okay, what do I want to do? Who do I want to do it with? Literally. Then where? Where do you see yourself? The environment is very precious. It's very important. So where do you see yourself working, or who would you want to be working for if that's what you're choosing to do? And if you're choosing a home-based business, or if you're using, or if you choose to create, a brick-and-mortar kind of a business, then see yourself in that location. So the where is super, super important. You want to be in an environment that is going to be inspiring to you. You're going to be happy in it, and you're going to be your best. You're going to be the best version of yourself, perhaps one version that you haven't been in a long time. It's about time that you do it. So you see why transition can really be extremely helpful, in as much as at the beginning it looks like it sucks, and it probably does. It really gives you a huge opportunity to say, aha. So start thinking transition is where you put all those words, the what, the who, the where, and above all, this is also the time to say, and by when. If you want to be done with something, and maybe you're already done because it was by default, then leave it behind. Never look back, because it just doesn't serve any purpose anymore. Honor your past, but you don't have to carry it with you. Just carry the lessons that you have, the good lessons, the ones that made you who you are today. And then start moving towards the future. So when you think of the when, you're immediately saying, yes, there is a tomorrow, and then you start honoring your tomorrow, because your tomorrow begins to happen right now. See? So it's really quite a process. So anybody has any comments about, or anyone on the line that has actually gone through transition before, I'd love to hear from you. This would be a good time, too. I just looked at my screen and it went... I forgot that I had the timer on, so it was black. I'm saying, oh, okay. It's back again. So anyone has any questions? All right. I will remind you, though, that your discomfort level during transition is more normal than not. I know that you would feel like if you're cut in the middle, and you may even feel like you may be having an identity crisis, and it happens. Once you identify your discomfort level, it will guide you. It will be the wise wizard that will guide you to make sound decisions. And you will learn to trust that those decisions that you're making are the best decisions for you. All right. Let's move on to making decisions. I love it. Everything is flowing. I tell you, sometimes making decisions, it could be tough. Once you get these things in writing, it's not so tough. But now you have asked your what, your who, your where, and by when. So it's time to decide. It's time to decide to decide. So don't go, or don't fall for the no decision at all. Sometimes people will say, well, it's better not to make a decision whatsoever. And if it would have been maybe 3 years ago, I would say, yeah, sometimes it's no decision at all is your best decision. But if you happen to be in transition, or if you're really thinking of starting a new business, this is not the time to vacillate. And the more decisions you make, they don't have to be good decisions, by the way. We hope they are, but they don't have to be. But the more decisions that you make, the better you're going to get at it. And the more you're going to learn from it. So I suggest to you that do not fall for the no decision at all. This is the time to actually make your decisions and decide to decide. say, and I would highly encourage everyone, do avoid procrastination, because when you start thinking about all the things that need to happen and fall into place for you to make a decision, it's crazy. That's when procrastination happens. And another thing that happens that creates procrastination, and I want you to stay away from that, is getting busy with little things. And that doesn't bring you joy, for one, because you're doing menial stuff. And the other thing is taking away from your ability of making money. When you start doing the little things, you're majoring on the minors. You are not really doing activities that are going to be conducive for you to create the income that you want to create based on the lifestyle that you want to have. So I urge you to avoid procrastination at all cost, because it will cost you. In the long run, it can really be very detrimental. And one way to avoid that is even before you retire at night, think about what are the priorities. Priorities, I don't mean your to-do list. Your priorities that you need to do in order for you to create the income that will support your lifestyle. What are those things? And just stay focused on three things, no more than that. All else, if at all, if you can do it at all, if you cannot do it now, I understand, but certainly put it as part of your plan for later. All else, delegate. Even the house cleaning stuff, if you can, and eventually you will, delegate. Let somebody else do that. Let somebody else do the laundry. Let somebody else do the shopping. Let somebody else, you know, worry about other things, because those are activities that are not bringing you money. You see? So I would say that to avoid procrastination, and just stay focused on what are three things that you can do every day that are going to put you closer to your money goals. And some of the steps may be, you know, they may not be as quiet as you would like them to be. Some of them may have to be big steps. Write down anything that you feel is going to put you closer to your money. So do it, and then start thinking of all the other things that you really don't want to do, or you'd rather somebody else do them. Start thinking about, start writing your who list. Now I sound like an owl. Think of an owl. Who? So start writing your who list and think about who you can delegate those things to. Maybe you have youngsters around you that they can do some of the errands for you. Maybe you can hire other people to do them for you, whatever that is. You know, now even paying bills online has become so easy. You don't have to be marking off bills paid and all this kind of stuff. You can even schedule them online. So all of those kind of things that they have to be done, by the way. And the point in here is somebody has to do them. This is definitely the time for you to start thinking, well, let's see who else can do this for me. And so this is going to be, you know, a good thing for all of you to do. Start thinking about that. You know, who else can I give this to? And because, again, if you are not making your decisions, you're going to be tempted to stay busy with things that are not, they're not going to bring you money. They're not. They really are not going to create the financial structure that you need in order for you to move forward, and in order for you for your money to serve your lifestyle. So don't let procrastination be your enemy, and be sure that your time is your friend. So be very mindful of your time and also what your own time is worth. If you are to sit down and figure out what you are, if you were to pay yourself for all of the things that you do, and you know exactly what your hourly rate is, I am sure you're not going to want to pay that kind of money for running errands or going to the grocery store or washing the car and things like that. Trust me on that one. That's not what's going to happen. So that's my take on making decisions and deciding to decide and stop the procrastinating. It really puts you on the sidelines, and it's not giving you what you really want to attain. Make sense? Anybody has any questions? This is going to be the quietest group I've ever done in a while. Amazing. Again, I encourage you to ask questions. This is the time to do it. All right. All right. Well, going once, going twice. Auction house. All right. Let's talk about financials. I love this one. I love talking about money. A lot of people don't like talking about money. A lot of people will feel, well, that's nobody's business. Well, yes, it is. It is your CPA's business. It is your business. It's your family's business. It is the people that are affected by your money that becomes their business. So the more you talk about money and how much you actually care for your money, the easier it comes to you, believe it or not. The more you think about, all right, money, you know, contrary to popular belief, it is not the root of all evil, folks. It is not. Our actions are how we deal with money, how we treat our money. Yeah, but money in and of itself, it's paper. However, that paper is going to provide you with a lifestyle. So whatever you know, whichever way you view your money is going to profoundly impact how you live your life and how you tend to your business. So creating a financial future and securing it goes hand in hand to the goal settings that I was talking about on the first of my tips about having an open and strong heart, which we talked about the goal setting. Go back to your life plan that you created before you created your business plan and start thinking, okay, in order for me to get ABC, I will have to do 1, 2, 3. And this is the part that gets absolutely juicy. It's wonderful. And it's the part that it really can come to you very without effort. And this is why, because money is good. When you think about money is good, then I want you to think about, well, what's in it for me if money is good? Well, we go back to the lifestyle that you want to have. Perhaps a wonderful relationship with your husband, with you, or your wife, your children, your grandchildren, if any. Whatever is going on, it's going to make your life a little easier, or in some cases, a lot easier. So money is very important, and actually caring for your money and nurturing your money in a meaningful way is going to put you over the top. We have seen the Bill Gates and the Warren Buffetts, all of the things they have done with their money. It's pretty amazing, and they still remain like such down-to-earth kind of guys. And you may want to contribute to your community. You may want to pay it forward. You may want to buy the house of your dreams, the perfect market to be buying houses. You may want to pay off your children's education or make sure that they don't have that kind of student loan anymore. I mean, there's tons and tons of things that you can do to secure your financial future. And you do it, again, with the base of your life's goals and your business goals. Those objectives have to be very clear. They have to be in writing, and they have to be, by the way, updated every so often. And so you see how your financial security and your future is all is going hand in hand with all of your goals. If you don't have goals, you're not going to have any money. It's all that simple. I can tell you that. You may have some, but you're going to go through life like, you know, throwing darts on the wall, and it just doesn't make sense because, again, you deserve more than that. You deserve whatever you want to have. And the other thing I want to tell you also, that when it comes to money, nobody cares about your money like you care about your money. Don't let anyone else come in and tell you, oh, we're going to take care of your money. You have to care about your money before you even hire a money management person, if that's what you need to do for whatever wealth you have amassed. And that's wonderful. However, be sure that you care about your money, because that's very important, and that you have a sense of nurturing towards your money. And that also allows you to look into your future and see what else you want to do with that money? What are the things that it's going to bring you to fulfill your lifestyle? Because really, you know, all the money in the world, it's all about lifestyle. In whichever way you want to live. You want to live at the top of a mountain? Be it. Go for it. Be there. Visualize it. Like if you're there right now, it will make you think, okay, what do I want to do? How much is it going to cost me to get to the top of that mountain? And that mountain is calling you and it's got your name on it. So this is where you really want to start thinking, all right, I want my financial security. I want my money. I want to care for my money. Because money will take care of you too. If you start rejecting money, and sometimes we reject it without thinking, like if we have a bill that's coming up and we need to pay it, and without thinking we say, damn, you know, wish we didn't have to pay this. Well, you're kind of rejecting money right there and then. If anything, be thankful that you had the opportunity to spend money and now you get the opportunity to pay it back. So, you know, thank the action in and of itself that you were able to do something with that. And now, you know, be grateful that you have it to pay it back. So be also in a state of grace and gratitude. As I said at the beginning of this call, a lot of what you're going to be hearing here also has to do with mindsets. And rejecting money, it's never a good thing. It's almost like you, you know, think of, I don't know, let me see, somebody from your past, maybe, you know, an old boyfriend or an old girlfriend all of a sudden shows up again. And, you know, you see each other 10 years later and you can't, neither one of you can remember why you broke up, right? And all of a sudden he or she might say to you, but you know, you kept on telling me that I was never around. Oh, is that what I said? Well, yeah, so I got tired of you telling me that, so I left. Guess what? We do the same thing to our money. Sometimes we say we don't have enough money. It's almost like we're saying to our money, you know, you're never around when I need you. There's never enough of you, or you're not doing enough for me. And all of a sudden, you're going to find yourself in situations of scarcity where some things are not happening, and you don't know why. So I want you to think deep about that one. Again, it's a matter of mindset, but money needs to be nurtured. It's also it's an act of your own internal energy. So just as you would take care of a puppy or a cat or a pet, whatever that would be, or humans, you know, or children, think about it that you don't want to be rejecting. You don't want to be damning it. You want to say, you know, you're mine, and I want to nurture you. It may sound weird to some of you, but trust me on that one, and because that's how it's going to go. That's how it's going to play out. So it's important that you have the dialogue when you think about money. Be grateful. Be grateful for what you have and never, ever focus on what you don't have because that also kind of scares away the money. Think about all of what you have. Don't think that it's not enough. Think that you have more than enough. Be very grateful for it. Be thankful for it. And then be ready to receive more. And by the way, when I say receive, those of you who love contributing to charities and love contributing to other things, always remember to give in proportion as to how you would give yourself. That's important. And when you think about the business goals and the career goals that you wrote after you created your life goals, this is going to just propel you after you get out. After you get out of your transition period, it's going to propel you into having the financial security that you're looking for. Because now you're creating a career and or a business that you really, really love, not just one that is going to pay the bill. And this is why the time that we're living in, and this call also that I was really passionate about creating for you, is so important because too many people are walking around defeated. They are. They may not be saying it to you, but you sense it, you feel it, you see it in their eyes. You hear it in their voices. Even when they try to be chirpy and upbeat, there's something about them that's going on, and it's almost like, what's the point? Don't ever let that happen. It will happen. You'll have your moment, and it's okay. You're human. However, be aware of that. Be aware of that because the time is now really for you to flourish and to make those choices that that there's nothing better than a life well lived. And that's what I want you to have as part of that picture of securing your financial future. All right? Time for questions. Questions, anyone? All right. Going 4 times, going 5 times, going 6 times. And the 5 point that I wanted to tell you about, and by the way, there's a lot of things that are going on right now with Vision for Success, my company, and the things that I'm doing, speaking of securing financial future and helping others and making decisions and transitions, believe me. Actually, some of the things that were happening to me was an inspiration to some of the things that I'm doing and I will be doing. There's going to be amazing opportunities coming up for all of you and very interesting programs, and I just can't tell you all of it yet, but it's going to be so totally cool, and you're going to have full direction and support and clarity like it's never been seen before. So let me move on to number 5, and I love this because I'm all about passion, and it is marrying money and passion. Yeah, make that connection. This is the holy state of matrimony between these two. By the way, I know some of you that are on the line, you know me. But for those of you who don't, and those who will be listening to this call later, I created a while back a program. At the time, was called The Power of Five. And then I revamped it with the help of Jamie's team. And now it's called Passion to the Fifth Power. And it is, and power it is. It is so powerful that after the call, I encourage you to go and sign up to receive at visionforsuccess.biz. Go ahead, enter your first name and email address, and you will have, it's a system that you will be receiving. I think it goes out for about 7 to 8 days. And it gives you so much clarity as to passion to the fifth power. There are 5 different elements that it's just going to blow you away. So I do want you to do that. If anything else, I want you to do that because it's going to help you tremendously. And you'll have to see it. You're just going to have to see it. I don't want to give too much away. But now, let's get back to marrying money and passion. I love that. I love that because when you have the passion to do what you want to do, that's when all kinds of stuff happens. It's when all hell breaks loose, and that's wonderful because when you have a passion for something, or a passion, period, for whatever that happens to be, you can't go wrong because nothing of what you do is going to feel like work. You're going to be in such a state of, oh, my God, I'm loving this. I love that. I love doing this. I love talking to that one. I love sales. How many people can say I love sales? And all of a sudden, you find yourself loving what you're doing, even if maybe 10 years ago it would have been, ooh, what a drag. Who in the hell wants to do that? So this is really another one of the times where you want to, I call this, you know, the volcano of wealth. And Jema, are you still there? I'm getting a little bit of a background feed.
Yeah, I just muted who was causing the background problem. So.
Oh, okay. All right. I wasn't sure if I was the only one who was hearing, but that's all right. I'm not hearing it now. At any rate, money is a huge motivator, as you already said that. Be very close to your money. It's a matter of securing your future. And now it's time that you get that passion, whatever you're passionate for. Just look around all of the new businesses, home-based businesses that are completely internet-based, that they are flourishing through something as simple as, well, I started as a hobby because I really enjoyed doing this when I was younger, or when I was 7 years old, I used to love to entertain people, and all of a sudden I'm into the party favor business, and you blog about it and you talk about it. There's lots of money to be made by doing online businesses. Just out of the things that you love to do. The point in here is, do not do what you do not love, please. Find out first, what is that passion? And see, when you create the first thing that I told you about having an open and strong heart, when you create your life's goals, everything begins to fall into place. And you're going to start recognizing what your passions are, whether you're passionate about music, whether you're passionate about flying, travel, animals, pets, whatever that happens to be. Whatever your flowers, I've noticed lately that a lot of flower shops are opening up. And who would know, right, that under this kind of economical conditions, flower shops, and they are, and they're doing very well. Magazines now, online magazines are doing very well. That requires the publishers. So when you think about what is it that you're passionate about, because money is not going to only be your huge motivator, but when you connect those two together as in couplehood, when you have your passion connected to your money, we're talking serious, serious money that could be invested and reinvested. Like you would not believe. And some of you may, that are on the line or will listen to this later, may have been around a while and say, well, yeah, I know, I've been there, I've done that, and so what? Well, the so what is, if you're saying so what, that means that perhaps your passion light is kind of getting a little dim. So it's time that we turn it up a notch, and let your passion be your guide. And when you marry those two together, that's when you create your volcano of wealth. And who doesn't want that volcano? Imagine to be able to have that is really hot. You can have it at your fingertips whenever you want to. You can help in ways that you never even thought of before. And you are worth it. This is all now becomes all about you. This is when you start saying, okay, I've already done the what, I've done the who, I've done the where, I've done the when, and somewhere in your decision-making process, adding the why you want to be doing what you're doing. But now that the focus is on passion, all of those questions are answered. You already know them. You have the talents. This is the other thing. Not everybody has the same talents. We all have been blessed. And again, focus on your strengths. Forget about the weaknesses. Focus on your strengths because they will be an opening to your talents. What are you good at? Maybe you can become the best CPA ever. Who knows if that's what you like to do, if you like numbers and like doing that sort of thing. Me, I'd rather have root canal. But again, think about your passion. My passion, and this is why I call myself a passionista expert, because I have a passion. So I did identify other people's passion. I can almost tell you, after talking to anyone for 10, 15 minutes, exactly what they need to be doing, simply because I can pick up on their passions. And now it's your turn. Now it's your time for you to start thinking, okay, so what do I really want to do? And there's nothing wrong about saying, what do I want to do when I grow up? Because we're constantly growing up, whether we, you know, whether we're 22, 32, 42, 62, 72, 82, or 92. It matters not. And I love when I hear that question from other people that are older than I. I love when I hear that. I'm saying, my God, because the trick to it all is they never cease to learn. And that keeps them going. And I think for as long as we're all learning something every day, it's, you know, it keeps us going. So I want you to think about what that passion is, and I want you to merge it with your monetary aspirations. By the way, when you start creating, when you marry your money with your passion, have a very clear idea as to how much money you want to make. This is your life. So you go for what you want, for what you're comfortable with. And by the way, you know, sometimes big numbers are not necessarily the lifestyle, are not necessarily going to support the lifestyle that you want to have, because that may mean that you have to work more hours. And if when you were making your life plan, you have allocated as part of your time, you want to spend more time with your family, when you're creating big, I'm talking millions of dollars a year, or even billions, that means that you may have to work more hours. So think about, again, what the lifestyle is so that you can have a very successful outcome from marrying your money with your passion. And I tell you, it's just magic happens when that happens. It's absolutely amazing. It's very rewarding. You feel fulfilled, and you can continue to pay it forward. You know, I hear some people, those who said, well, if I had so much, and I would ask that question, well, what would you do if you had so much? And it warms my heart how some of them said, well, I will help my brother pay off his mortgage or get out of this or get out of that. But I tell you something, it warms my heart even more when I hear some of them think of themselves first so that they can take care of others. There's an old adage that you cannot help the poor if you're poor, and you cannot help the sick if you're sick. And earlier in the call, I was talking about health, to put that as part of your life plan, how important it is also to think about your health and the things that you need to do to be healthy and stay healthy. All of that is about planning, and it doesn't have to be lengthy. It could be, you know, a couple of pages for your life plan and 3 pages for your business plan. And the business plan, yeah, should include your financial overview, should include your operating procedures, and it should include your marketing. And a lot of marketing nowadays can be done via internet, which is not costing as much as before, where you had to pay for advertisement and things like that. Right now, with social media, you're earning people's attention rather than to have to buy it as you used to buy it before, when you were putting ads either in the newspaper or on Google Ads and things like that. So think about it. But I tell you, it's just absolutely amazing when you marry those two things, your passion with your money. How can you go wrong? Questions, anyone? Kelly, are you still there?
I am.
Yep. Do you have a question?
I guess my biggest thing, I'm not even sure if I have a direct question, but I've never done any marketing. You know, I've been doing what I've been doing for 12 years. In the last 3 years, I've definitely stepped everything up. I'm doing what I love. I'm helping people. And I'm actually expanding into other areas, which is helping me, you know, love what I do that much more. And I've got some plans for the next 5 years. But, again, I've done no marketing to grow my business. I don't even know where to begin, so I think that's not necessarily a call, you know, a conversation for this call.
Yeah, well, you know what, this is really interesting because we are going to have a second call on June 22nd, and that call, I'm going to incorporate quite a bit of marketing into that call. It's something else that I wanted to announce today, and the name of the of that particular call is going to be Success Through Change. And you all have heard me talk enough about success. I almost said sex, didn't I? Yeah, why not? That's next. through changes, you know. Well, we've been talking about changes from the get-go, but above all, we've been talking about creating first your life goals. Because if you don't know what those are, if you don't see yourself with your significant other or your husband or your wife or your children, you know, how does that feel? See it, taste it, feel it, smell it, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It's then you go through life, you go kind of through the motions without the emotions, and I don't want people to do that. This is why the passion is so important. However, on the call of June 22nd, which it will be again same time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, and 11 p.m. sometime over the pond, we're going to talk a lot about marketing also, because I'm going to be focusing on strength, and strengths are going to be directly connected to some of the marketing that you all need to do. And it's a process. All of these things that I'm touching on today, it's just that I'm touching on it, and, you know, it's hard to believe that almost a whole hour has already gone by. This is just a little taste of other things to come. And so marketing, definitely, it's going to be part of what we're going to be talking about on the 22nd of June, again, 5 p.m. It's going to be the same telephone number and what have you. So I urge you to put it on your calendar. But, yeah, marketing, it's big, and especially now with social media. that it makes it so easy to talk about what you do and how you help people. That in and of itself, and you haven't told the folks what you do yet, Kelly, but that in and of itself, that has to be a message that has to be very well crafted. And I help people do that. But that's what you need to say. You need to say, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is who I help, and this is what's in it for you. This is the benefits that you're getting. Go ahead, Kelly, and share with the rest what your profession.
Okay. I've been a massage therapist for 12 years, and back about 5 years ago, I moved to North Carolina from Daytona Beach to pursue a massage with NASCAR, and it's definitely gone incredibly well. Everything that I've done has been not through marketing. It's been completely through word of mouth. So once I start marketing and doing this, stepping it up to where it should be, then I know my son and I will be definitely in a much better position. But I love helping people out of pain, whether it's athletes, general public, any of that.
Fabulous. All right.
Yeah.
And this is the way. I don't know how many people will be listening to this, but I don't know, maybe some other people in here may want to give your telephone number out. And if I get contacted, is it all right with you for me to give your telephone number to them?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that, because, see, now people know what you do and the passion that you have for doing it and the things that you do for them. And, you know, like you said, wait till you get into your full marketing plan. It's just going to be totally amazing. It's going to be a life-changing event. That's for sure. So thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah. I've been really excited because lately I've just started doing spa type things, and now I'm doing essential oils and helping heal people. Am I naturally not necessarily healing? I don't know if I can use that word, but just, I don't know, it's definitely wanted me to get on this call and get things stepped up, because it's just, it really did like step up my passion, I guess, for what I'm doing and for helping others. So,
well, you
thank
know
you.
What, the healing community, and yeah, definitely that is the word. There's so many. I was saying before, all of the different businesses that are sprouting, and when I mentioned about the flower shops, and the flowers are a way of healing people also, you know. And so definitely, you know, the healing industry, whether it's, you know, alternative medicine or whether whatever that happens to be, Reiki, you know, it's also flourishing in an economy that most people wouldn't think it would be happening, and it is happening. And
yeah,
it's happening very, very, very quickly, and actually very successful as well. So, you know, I'm glad to hear that this is what you're doing with your life. And, of course, you have your goals. So be sure, the first thing I ask of everyone, please write a very simple life plan of the things that you want to see happen for yourself. Where do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself, not only environmentally speaking, but where you will do your best work ever? And then we'll talk again on the 22nd. I will give the last chance if anybody has any other questions. I'm here. This is the time to ask. And I did say at the beginning that if anyone wanted to chat with me privately, I'd be happy to stay on another 10, 15 minutes. So tell me now, and or else we'll just end the call. I want to thank everybody who's attended. Thank you so much for your support, for your love, for being here. And know that I love you back as well. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see each other soon. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you.
Wonderful call. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.